When the waiting's darkness on the path, I pass amid the throng.
Hold to my hand.
To be with you tonight. I certainly have enjoyed the thoughts that have gone before. Appreciate the invitation to be here with you this weekend. I love your pastor and appreciate him so very much. And appreciate the kind hospitality and the good meal and good fellowship that we've enjoyed. Thank you for making me feel at home. And as good as those things are, as much as I appreciate them, all of the kind hospitality that you've shown me can't make me preach. I need the Lord tonight, and I trust that you will be praying that He would be pleased to be with us. Certainly is a wonderful encouragement to see all these young people in the house of the Lord. I have had young mothers come to me and say, I sure am sorry for all the noise my child made. I tell you, that's beautiful to my ears. That's a beautiful sound to hear the young folks. Brother Rick spoke to us tonight from Matthew chapter 7. I'd like to, the Lord would bless tonight, to speak to you from the next chapter in Matthew chapter 8. While you're turning there, before I turn there, I'd like to read one verse out of Psalms 89. The psalmist says, O Lord of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee? Or to thy faithfulness round about thee, who rulest the raging of the sea, and the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Aren't you glad tonight that we have a God in heaven and He is ruling and reigning over the storms of life? Matthew chapter 8 tells a very familiar story of a time the disciples found themselves in a storm in the midst of the Sea of Galilee. And from what I understand about the Sea of Galilee, how it is situated geographically, now I'm no meteorologist by any stretch of the imagination, but I have read a little bit about how the Sea of Galilee is situated very low with mountains all around, that storms could arise on the Sea of Galilee very quickly, out of nowhere. It could be as calm as glass out on the sea, and the disciples or the fishermen that would make their living on the Sea of Galilee get out in a fisher's boat and a storm come from nowhere and almost seem to be treacherous. You know, storms in life sometimes are just that way. In this story, the Lord Jesus Christ, in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 25, it says His disciples came to Him. Nope, that's not the right verse. Back up. The beginning of that story. In verse 23, it says, "And when He was entered into a ship, His disciples followed Him." And you know, before we get to the story, that's what disciples do, isn't it? They follow Jesus. Disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ follow Him.
Yeah.
We sing a song in our songbook. I guess it's in this one here. "If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere." Wouldn't you love to have that frame of mind and heart and that obedient spirit all the time? I'll be honest with you, sometimes I'm not quite that obedient in mind. But you know, disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, if we call ourselves followers of Him, we ought to be willing to go wherever He sends us at the exact time that He tells us to go. And I may just say this tonight, if you're here tonight and you love the Lord and the Lord has laid it on your heart to be a member of His church, you and I can't be disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ as we ought to without following Him in obedience. There's a place over there that talks about how that He says that obedience, this same story is told in the book of Mark, and it's also told over in the book of Luke. And I might flip back and forth a little bit as I keep a close eye on the time tonight. It says this, that over the book of Mark chapter 4, it says, "In the same day when even was come, he said unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when He had sent away the multitude, they took Him as He was, even as He was in the ship, and there were other little ships." I lost my place. That's not where exactly. Anyway, it says that He said, "Let us pass over." And there's one place, maybe it's over in Luke, that says that when He said, "Let's pass over," they said, here it is, "Let us go over into the other side of the lake." Notice the next phrase. Well, I'll read it to you in Luke chapter 8, verse 22. The Lord Jesus Christ says, "Let us go over into the other side of the lake." And the next phrase says, "And they launched forth." You know, disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could all be just that obedient at every time in our lives? He says this, the disciples followed Him. "And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves. But He was asleep. And His disciples came unto Him and awoke Him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And He said unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? And then He arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this that even the winds and the waves obey His voice. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ had sent them on the other side of the sea. The Bible tells us that they followed Him into this boat. And in their obedience, behold, there arose a great tempest. You know, there's a theology out there, a very popular theology out there that says that as long as you and I are as children of God are obedient, and as long as we are following the Lord in faith, and as long as we are doing what we ought to be doing all the time, that we'll never go through any hard times in life. I want to tell you tonight, that's a lie. That is the biggest lie from the pit of hell that has come across any book board. The Lord Jesus Christ, in fact, would say the opposite, wouldn't he? He says, in this world, you might have some trouble once in a while. No, the Lord Jesus Christ said Himself to His disciples, in this world ye shall have tribulation. I want you to notice tonight that these disciples were being obedient. He said, get into the boat and let's cast off. And they got into the boat and they shoved off. And in the midst of their obedience, they found themselves in the midst of a storm. You say, how can that be? Did the Lord not know that there was going to be a storm? Did the Lord know there was going to be a storm that day? Don't you know He did? Don't you know the Lord knew that there was going to be a storm that day before He even got in the boat? He knew exactly where that storm was going to arise. But His disciples didn't know. Sometimes, child of God, we don't know when storms are going to come. You know, storms come in a variety of ways. There are financial storms. There are relationship storms in our marriages, storms with our families. There are storms that arise in our jobs. Sometimes storms arise even in the church. You know why storms arise in the church? Because the church is made up of sinners like us. This life is not free from storms and tempests and tumults. And this was no small storm either. The Bible says that the ship was covered with the waves. There was another, one of the other writers says that the waves beat against the ship and they were filled with water and they were in jeopardy. Yeah. That doesn't mean they were in a game show hosted by Alex Trebek. They were in trouble on this time. You ever been through storms in life where you felt that you were just troubled and overcome and overwhelmed with the trouble of life? Lord Jesus Christ said, in this world ye shall have some tribulation. Yeah. They're coming. They may be in this room tonight. I just wonder sometimes if we could all take out a sheet of paper and write down what's going on in your life and hold it up. What troubles must be just among this congregation here tonight. I don't know what they are, but you know what? I know the one who does. Yeah. Behold, there arose a great tempest. That word tempest there is a Greek word that we get the word hurricane. And the other writers and the other Gospels, they use a word that we translate tsunami. Now, I don't know very much difference between a hurricane and a tsunami. I just know they're both bad. And I don't want to be in either one of them. Hey, a storm's a storm. And sometimes they come along and they come through quickly. We had some storms come through our area Wednesday night, and I was fast asleep, and usually I'm a hard sleeper. I have slept hard enough in my life. It's got me in trouble with my wife. I remember one time when we had our first child, she was a terrible sleeper. Sorry, honey, but you were a terrible sleeper sometimes. And one night she just seemed to do exceptionally well, and I slept real good that night. And I woke up and I said, well, she did. I was spry, you know. I slept real good. I said, she did good last night. She just looked at me with this look. You don't know what I've been through. I sleep real well. But that storm the other night woke me up. But it didn't make me fearful. I wasn't in a sea. I wasn't in a boat, in a little fisher boat like this one was. I was in my warm bed in my safe house, and I just dozed right on off to sleep. We had some storms come through South Georgia a few weeks ago that did a lot of damage. And I remember seeing some of those poor folks on television when the news was interviewing them, and they had lost everything that they had. I remember seeing a picture there where there would be a driveway, and then a driveway, and then a driveway, and in the midst of all those driveways, just rubble. Where folks had lost everything that they had. I'm thankful I've never been in a storm quite that bad, a real storm quite that bad. But I tell you, child of God, there's not a person in this room tonight that's immune to the storms of life. And where was Jesus? Behold, there arose a great tempest, insomuch that the ship was covered, and the waves beat against the side of the ship, and it was full, and they were in jeopardy. And the next phrase says, but he was asleep.
Yeah.
Where was Jesus when this storm was going on? He was fast asleep in the hind. A portion of the scripture tells us that he was in the hinder part of the ship. You ever been in a storm in your life where it seems like the Lord is asleep? Where it seems like as if he just doesn't realize, he's unaware of the troubles that I'm seeing right now. I remember one time one of the other passages said that they go to him and they wake him up and they say, Lord, carest thou not that we perish? Does Jesus care? I love that song that we sing. Does Jesus care when my heart is in pain? I don't know the whole all four verses of that song, but I know the chorus. The chorus goes something like this. Oh yes, he cares. I know he cares. Where's the Lord? Where's the Lord when this storm is going on? It would seem to these disciples as if he is fast asleep and has no idea of what's going on in their lives. He is completely oblivious to the troubles that they're going through in their mind. But was he? I tell you what, Psalm 121 tells us about the Lord Jesus Christ, about God. That's a wonderful dichotomy, an irony that of the scripture where it says that Jesus was fast asleep, when Psalms 121 says that our Lord, who is in the heavens, neither slumbers nor doth he sleep. But Jesus was fast asleep. I want you to know tonight that as a man, Jesus Christ, just as you and I are human beings, he got tired. He got worn out. And he went to sleep as a man, as a human being. The Lord Jesus Christ was fast asleep. But I want you to know tonight that as God, he was fully aware of everything
those disciples were going through.
He knew all about that storm. And he knew all about their fear in their hearts. I don't know what storms you may be facing. Or if you're not in a storm right now, you just hold on. Because they're coming, don't they come? I don't know what those storms may be, but I know the one who knows the storm, and I know the one who is in the hinder part of the ship. You know what's in the hinder part of the ship? In the hinder part of the ship is the stern. That's where the rudder is. That's where the control of the boat is. I love that picture. Don't you love that picture? That the Lord Jesus Christ, in the middle of that storm, he was at the place of being in control. And those disciples were rowing. Can't you just see them in your mind's eye? Can't you just see them fight that storm? for all that they're worth, here comes the waves, and that wind is flipping that boat around. And where's the Lord? Back there sleeping, and they're rowing for all the dipping water out of that boat. And little did they realize the one who has the answers to their problem was right there with them. Came to him and woke him up. Master, carest thou not? Lord, don't you care? When the storms of life are raging, save us, we perish. Now, were those disciples, when they cried out, Lord, save us, were they concerned about heaven at that point? were they saying, Lord, save us for eternity? No, I tell you, they were going through a very temporal struggle, weren't they? I tell you, you and I need saving from time to time from the storms of this life. Carest thou not that we perish? And I love it. You know, the Lord, the Bible doesn't tell us how long they rowed and how long they struggled and how long they fought that storm before they went to the one who had the answer to their problem. The Bible doesn't tell us how long they did that. But I know this, that the Lord slept through it all. You know, the Lord wasn't concerned about that storm. The Lord wasn't fearful about that storm. He made the wind that was rocking that boat.
Yeah.
He made the waters that was capsizing that ship. He created it all. He wasn't worried one bit. He was fast asleep in the hinder part of that boat. And none of that woke him up. I've never been out on the water when there's been a storm. Remember one time Elder John Mazel told me a story when he and his brother-in-law, Brother Buddy McDaniel, went out in the Gulf of Mexico one time, and there arose a storm. It was a pretty good distance off, but Brother John wanted to keep fishing. And he delayed and he delayed and he delayed, and finally it was right on, and Buddy was telling him, John, this storm's getting too close, we gotta go. And he said they almost didn't make it back to the shore before. Can't you see John Mazel out in the Gulf of Mexico? Fishing for all he's worth. I don't remember what my point was about that. That's a funny picture anyway. John and Buddy fighting those winds, those waves. Oh, I know where I was going with that. Lord Jesus Christ was in the backside of that ship. All of that storm, water crashing in, waves about to tip it over, none of that storm even barely got his attention. But you know what got the Lord's attention that day? When his disciples in distress cried out to him, Lord, save us immediately. Jesus was wide awake. And you know what? He didn't stop the storm first. The Bible tells us, notice, he says in verse 26, he says, and he said unto them, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. You know what the Lord Jesus Christ did before he calmed the sea? He looked at those disciples. Disciples, why are you fearful? Why are you in doubt? You know, fear is a storm all in itself. Anxiety is a storm that rages on the inside that nobody else can see. Depression, I don't know how many of you have gone through those inner storms, but I know that the Lord Jesus Christ knows all about them. And He has promised to never leave us nor forsake us. Lord Jesus Christ got up and he looked at those disciples, and the first thing he says is, and I can just see this in my mind's eye, as the waves are slapping, I don't mean to be irreverent, you know I don't, but as the rain is falling and the winds are blowing and the waves are coming in that ship, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the middle of all of that tumult, the Lord Jesus Christ looks at his disciples and says, why are you fearful? Well, that's a valid question for us today, isn't it? Why are you fearful, child of God? when fear comes, when the storms of life rage. And then the Lord Jesus Christ looked out at those winds and He says, "Peace, be still." And the Bible says that there was a great calm. There's one place in the Scripture that says immediately there was the sea became as glass. Maybe that's another storm, I don't remember exactly. But don't you know, I believe that sea that day went from a hurricane to just as calm as the water in that glass is at the speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't you know God is able to speak to the storms that rage on the outside? But I'll tell you, blessed be His name. Even greater than that, even when there's storms raging on the outside, He's able to speak to the soul and say, "Peace, be still." And the men marveled. I reckon I would too, wouldn't you? The men marveled. And they said, "What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey Him?" I tell you what manner of man that was. It was the God-man.
Amen.
It's Jesus Christ, the one who spoke it all into existence, was right there with them. And I tell you what, child of God, He's promised to be right there with us in the midst of the storms of life. I want to close tonight in Psalms 107. Psalms 107. Verse 29. Listen. "He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So He bringeth them unto their desired haven." Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works unto the children of men. "Let them exalt Him also in the congregation of the people, and praise Him in the assembly of elders." Blessed be His matchless name tonight, and may God bless you is my prayer.
There is none other than